Welcome to Midlife Moms Motivational Mindset Podcast. I'm Kathy Green, and this podcast is a product of my own midlife journey and mindset breakthrough. I felt stuck, but I knew God made me for more. I wanted to be more for my boys, my husband, more for myself. I coach my five boys to do their best, to be their best. So I embarked on my own personal growth transition to being my best self, to rise up and be more. I want you to think of this as your safe place to hang out with me a while and rediscover your own inner power, ignite your passions, and discover your true identity. I want your time here to empower you and to encourage you to tap into your own hidden strength and purpose, to step onto your God-designed path, to stop playing small, to realize you have incredible potential waiting to be unlocked. Show up and live your life powerfully and passionately the way God intended you to step up and step out and live unstuck. I want you to fall in love with your life again. Don't hold back. Step into your greatness and create a wonderful life you absolutely love. You'll always be a mom, but you're more than being just a mom. If you've ever felt that way too, you're in the right place because we are meant for more. I hope that this resonates with you and you'll pull up a chair and relax a while with me and embark on your own discovery journey. Hey friends, welcome to my very first episode. Thank you for being here and tuning in to Midlife Mom's Motivational Mindset. I'm pretty excited to be doing this. It's been a work in progress and an idea of mine to do for a very long time. I'm excited to have finally gotten to this point. So, doing a podcast might actually seem to be a natural fit for me since I like to talk. But it's really pushed me out of my comfort zone and forced me to look at myself and work on some limiting beliefs that I didn't actually realize existed in my head. So I had to rise to the occasion and get it together and do the work to get past that. I knew I was meant for more though, so here I am. I'm still a work in progress, but having fun doing it. So let me start off by explaining the mission of the podcast and how I got here. I want to help women rise up to be the incredible person that God designed them to be. I'm a stay-at-home, work-at-home mom with five boys. I know, five boys. Now they are 20, 18, 15, and I have twins that are going to turn 13 next week. And now that my kids are older, I recently made the choice to step from motherhood into mother life and to take back my identity and reinvent myself. I want to show other moms like me that by making a choice and adjusting your mindset and reconnecting your inner strength, that you too can rise up and reinvent yourself and do hard things. I want to inspire other moms to go from stuck to unstoppable. I want to empower you to rise up and clarify your God-given power, passion, and purpose because you are meant for more too. I knew it would have a big impact not only on myself and everything I was already doing, but a huge impact on my family. That was a big thing for me and would stop me in the past from making big pivotal changes like building a new business or launching a podcast. But I knew I was meant for more and that I wanted to unlock that God-given talent and potential since I always felt it was there. So let me share with you how I started on this path to finding my new self-identity and how I launched my own personal growth journey and found my motivation. For a few years, I've been going through a mindset transition or a sort of reinvention of myself. I was finding my way to my new older mom identity. I believed in my ability to change my own mental outlook and overcome my lack of confidence and do the hard work to do more and to become more. I determined that there were about four strategies or steps that I followed on my path to change. And so I started on improving my health. I changed the way I was eating. I lost 30 pounds and I started practicing better self-care because we all forget to take care of ourselves. I improved my outlook on myself and adjusted my mindset. And it took courage. It took lots of courage. So just remembering the self-care, it seemed to be one of the most basic things that we cheat ourselves out of all the time. You know, we moms get caught up in all the other things and forget that we matter too. It takes courage to push through and take care of ourselves again. And I was showing up for everyone else in my life, but I was forgetting to show up for myself. And as moms, for one reason or another, we tend to put ourselves last. We postpone ourselves and our own needs. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. We put aside our own previous identities, our passions and interests, or even our careers for the betterment of our families. Yeah, it's not just me. I know I'm not the only one. And it just happens. But sometimes that can actually lead to resentment. But that's probably a topic for another podcast. So anyway, so self-doubt can be a huge challenging obstacle to overcome as well. But, you know, with the right mindset and some new strategies, it's possible to change that and to conquer it. You know, it takes determination and some conscious thought and courage to overcome the self-doubt and insecurities and to break through those limiting beliefs and rise up and start on to something new. You know, you got to remember to empower yourself with new habits because that's what brings about change. And how we view ourselves and how we speak to ourselves matters. Our brains are paying attention all the time at the subconscious level. And I always say garbage in is garbage out. And overcoming your own self-doubt is the ticket to rebuilding new confidence and success. And to consider building a business or some type of entrepreneurship, I was always concerned with how it was going to impact my family. Similar to when I've taken on a big household project, I just leave a mess everywhere and it's very impactful. But it would stop me from limiting that fear would stop me and would set in and my internal dialogue would step in and would say I couldn't do it. So I broke out of that thought process and realized I needed to take time for myself again. So I started my personal growth journey by journaling and working on how I treated myself and how I envisioned my life going forward. You know, as moms, we get caught up in all the things and the stuff we need to do and put ourselves last. Sometimes we let ourselves go or we postpone our interests. You know, we postpone our own needs and put our own wants and desires or maybe careers aside or things that we really wanted to be involved in before. We lose our motivation, actually. There's no reason why we can't get back to doing things that make us happy because we were thriving, successful women before having families. And developing that self-courage is sometimes what is required in order to develop something new or to take on a new endeavor or a new challenge or a new career change. You know, I struggle for balance and clarity in what it is that I wanted to move on before. It's those things that keep us stuck. And, you know, we don't want to rock our own boat. I get that. But we forget to listen to our inner voices that are saying we really should try and figure out if we want to do something else. It was like a battle. And by developing clarity, strength, and determination, it's then that we become motivated and take that bold action in order to step out and create the podcast or the new business or that career change. It's almost like we have two voices inside that are battling it out, like what I was just saying. You know, one of them is saying, no, you can't do that because all those other things over here need to get done. And then the other voice is saying, but you're meant for more and you should try and do something else. You know, it comes down to the fact that we need to get comfortable being uncomfortable and to step out what it is that we thought was our comfort zone or to stretch our boundaries and figure out what action we want to take next. Because until we build up that determination and actually make that move, we'll stay stuck. I was stuck. And then I said, enough is enough. And, you know, that seems to be what the obstacle at times is for all of us. But without that right mindset and figuring out those new habits, we'll just stay stuck. So I'm here to tell you it's possible to change and you can overcome it. I'm working on that. And that's what I've been working on for these last several months. And I know I'm not the only one out there struggling to find themselves after raising kids. You know, we had lives, we still have lives, and we're bold, courageous women and we're strong mothers, but we can be successful too. We can still be moms and be strong women while making changes within ourselves and carving out a new identity while providing for our families and, you know, showing our families that we can do more. There's no reason why we can't show our families that. that we're capable of doing so much more than just one role. And by making changes to our mindset and our habits, we learn what we're capable of. And just being able to step out of our comfort zone and get out of our own way is sometimes how we have to prove things to ourselves. You know, when I had my first aha moment and breakthrough a couple years ago, I found that by overcoming my own self-doubt was the ticket to my stronger confidence and success. And I know for me, it got too difficult to try and hold on to all the things that I wanted to have as my previous identities. It gets to be very tiring when you're always battling to hang on to your previous self and all of the things that you either wanted to still do or still be involved in. You know, it's just, you have to step out and step up and figure those things out, you know. Have you ever felt that unhappiness or lack of contentment where you just knew that you wanted to do more with your life or to show your kids that you're more than just your mom? I don't think I'm the only one that battles with this, and you're not alone in this journey. You need to remember to embrace your self-care practices and surround yourself with a supportive network, or even listen to a Midlife Moms podcast that can provide encouragement along the way. Remember to take small steps each day towards your goals and celebrate every milestone, no matter how small. And remember that progress is progress, and each step forward brings you closer to the life you envision. To believe in yourself and your ability to overcome any challenge that comes your way, you need to trust that you have the strengths within you to create that life you desire. So stay focused on your goals and never lose sight of that incredible potential that lies within you. Excuse me. You know, if you're struggling with your own mindset and motivation, I would like to invite you to tune into another podcast episode of Midlife Moms Motivational Mindset. I have no doubt that you will find the determination and strength to rebuild your life and create a future filled with happiness and fulfillment. And I wish you all the best on your journey of your rebuilding and rediscovery. So until next episode, be happy and be blessed.